We seek Allah's refuge from the evils of ourselves, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, and from the bad outcomes of our actions. Innahu man yahdihillahu fala mudillalah. Certainly whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly guides, then none can set it straight. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyalah. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His justice sets it straight, then none else can guide. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that la ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped as a deity other than Allah. Wahdahu la sharikana, He is alone in that right without any partner whatsoever. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluh, and furthermore I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him salam. May He raise His mission and grant Him peace, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and the messenger of Allah. Amma ba'du, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in His book He has praised al-mustayqineen. He has praised the people of certainty, those who have certainty about what He revealed to His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having learned their religion and having seen with their eyes the fruits of faith, and having experienced the sweetness of faith within their hearts and their souls. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He has praised them and He has encouraged the believers to incorporate certainty as a quality within themselves. And certainty is something that fluctuates between one person and another, and it is from the core of faith. And to some degree or another, every believer, in order to be a believer, has it. Has certainty about this religion and the meanings of La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, what is required here and what is intended here in the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and throughout the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the statements of a Salaf al-Salihin, is a type of certainty that protects a person from every trial and tribulation in this world and the next. The type of certainty that protects a person from ash-shubuhat wa-shahawat al-muharrama, from harmful, destructive ideologies and destructive doubts, and that protects a person from forbidden impulses and lusts, is a type of certainty that will protect him from going astray in this world and being ruined in the next. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from the mustayqineen, make us from those who have that type of mandatory certainty about Allah and about the religion of Allah and about the liqa Allahi tabarak wa ta'ala, about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu tabarak wa ta'ala, He said to His Prophet alayhi as-salatu wa-salam, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And make tasbih, glorify and praise Allah and exonerate Him from defect and imperfection and all that is falsely ascribed to Him. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and praise Him and be from those who are sajideen, who prostrate themselves and bow for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in humility. Wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship your Lord, your nurturing creator and Lord, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until al-yaqeen, until certainty comes to you. Certainty here being death and the closure that happens at the time of death, when a person receives the bashair, when they receive the glad tidings of the malaika of Ar-Rahman, the malaikatul Rahma, the angels of mercy that are sent and dispatched by Rabbil Izzati wal Jalal, by the Lord of Might and Majesty tabarak wa ta'ala, to give the person glad tidings of Ar-Ruh wal Rayhan, of the bliss of the soul and the bliss of the body that has been promised for him and is a certainty for him. وَرَبِّنْ غَيْرُ رَضْبَانٍ, and that he will meet a Lord tabarak wa ta'ala who is not displeased with him or wrathful towards him. And so a person reaches the ultimate certainty, having lived their life upon certainty, and having died upon certainty, يُبْعَثُوا عَلَى الْيَقِينِ, they will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment, being certain about what will become of them and what will happen to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاصْبِرْ, be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقُّ, indeed the promise of Allah is true. وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُقِينُونَ, and do not allow those who are without certainty, do not allow those who are in doubt, do not allow those who do not have certainty and conviction about the religion, يَسْتَخِفَنَّكَ أي يَسْتَجْحِيلَنَّكَ, do not allow them to make you behave foolishly. لَا يَسْتَخِفَنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُقِينُونَ, the promise of Allah is true. Do not be driven to foolishness by those who are uncertain about the religion of Allah, تبارك وتعالى. حذيفة ابن اليمان رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who was most knowledgeable about the ahadith of al-fitan, the ahadith pertaining trials and tribulations that the Muslims would face after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked by another companion, Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu anhuma wa ardahuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them and allow the both of them to encounter al-rida, that which will please them, the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari, he asked Hudhayfa, when Hudhayfa was ill and was feared, it was feared that he would die, he said, Awsini, give me a wasiyah, give me a legacy, a will and testament, that which will be a departing farewell advice that I take from you. Hudhayfa, he said, Awalam ya'tik al-yaqeen, has uncertainty come to you? Has uncertainty arrived? Aren't you already certain about your religion? Don't you already have yaqeen about your religion? He said, Bala. He said, of course. He said, Fa'alam anna balalata haqqa balala. He said, then know, Ya Abu Mas'ud. Know, O Abu Mas'ud, anna balalata haqqa balala. If you have certainty, then the reality of misguidance, أن تعرف ما كنت تنكر وأن تنكر ما كنت تعرف, is that you find yourself starting to approve of things that you used to disapprove of, deeming to be appropriate or correct or allowable what you used to believe and be certain of, that it was a munkar, that was an evil. وأن تنكر ما كنت تعرف, or that you would start to disapprove of what you used to approve of. That you would disapprove of what you were certain about this religion. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالتَّلَوُّن فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and I warn you of a talawun, of changing colors pertaining the religion of Allah, of being shifty and unbalanced pertaining the religion of Allah. فَإِنَّ دِينَ اللَّهِ وَاحِدٍ, for certainly Allah only has one religion. For certainly Allah only has one religion. There is only one Islam. It is the same Islam for today and yesterday and the day after. It is the same Islam that was appropriate for the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and thereafter. And that which is appropriate for people today. لَا يَصْلُهُ أَخِيرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا, the latter part of this nation will not be set aright except by means and way of that which set aright and cause rectitude for the earliest generations of Islam. This is certainty, that a person knows that Islam doesn't change and that they stand their ground and they are unwavering pertaining their religion. This is a tremendous advice. The importance of al-yaqeen, of having certitude, having certainty about the religion of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is summarized for us by the great Imam Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْزِلَةُ الرُّوحِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. That certainty has a role in the religion. That is like the role and the status of the head to the body. Meaning without certainty your religion is decapitated. Without certainty your religion will not survive. وَبِهِ تَفَاضَلَ الْعَارِفُونَ. And it is that trait and that quality and that characteristic that predicted the تَفَاضُل, the level of virtue of an عَارِفُونَ. How high a person excels in his religion because of his intimate awareness about who Allah is and what Allah تبارك وتعالى wants. وَفِهِ تَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And it is that matter that the generations of Muslims have competed to achieve and acquire certainty. وَإِلَيْهِ شَمَّرَ الْعَامِلُونَ. And it is that matter that the Muslims roll up their sleeves to work for and to attain. وَعَمَلُ الْقَوْمِ إِنَّمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ. And what the virtuous people of the past, of the best of the Muslims, have worked for as their endeavor is nothing more or less than this matter of certainty. وَإِشَارَتُهُمْ كُلُّهَا إِلَيْهِ. And their phrases and their advices have all directed us back to this single matter of attaining strong conviction and certainty pertaining our religion. وَإِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الصَّبْرُ بِالْيَقِينِ وُلِدَ بَيْنَهُمَا حُصُولُ الْإِمَامَةِ فِي الدِّينِ. And when you have a marriage between patience and certainty, then what comes as a result and what is birthed from that, what is born from the coupling of certainty and patience is al-imamatu fid-deen, is leadership in the religion, being a role model for those who come after us. As the imams of the Salaf, they used to describe the righteous. They said, يَقْتَدِي بِمَنْ قَبْلَهُ فَهُوَ إِمَامٌ لِمَنْ بَعْدَهُ. That the person of righteousness, the person of intelligence, is the one who takes the example of those who came before him, and thus becomes an imam. He becomes a leader for those who come after him. A person, he understands his place in history, that he must take the example of what came before him, and what worked before him, so as to be an example for his children and his family and his community. This comes as a result of a sabr wal yaqeen. They are the traits of leadership. Qala Allahu Azza wa Jalla, Allah mighty and majestic, he said as much in Surah Sajda in his book when he said tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa ja'alna minhum a'immatan yahduna bi amrina لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we made them imams, we made them a'immah, imams, leaders, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, guiding others by the commandment of Allah, by the religion of Allah, the revelation of Allah, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. لَمَّا, when? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, once they had achieved patience, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ, and once they had conviction and certitude and certainty pertaining our ayat, pertaining the revelation of Allah, the verses of Allah, the evidences of Allah, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. Ibn Qayyim, he says, وَخَصَّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَهْلَ الْيَقِينِ بِالْإِنْتِفَاعِ بالآيات والبراهين. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said that the people of certainty are those who specially and specifically benefit from what He has sent down of evidences and what He has sent down of revelation. فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ. He said, and He is the truest of those who have ever spoken. وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين. And throughout the earth are a variety of evidences for al-muqineen that will benefit the people of yaqeen, that will benefit the people of certainty. وَخَصَّ أَهْلَ الْيَقِينِ بِالْهُدَى وَالْفَلَاحِ مِنْ بَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he has informed us that it is the people of yaqeen, the people of certainty, who specially and exclusively will enjoy guidance and success amongst all of mankind. He said, تبارك وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are those who believe in all that has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, as well as that which was revealed to those who came before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And pertaining the hereafter, they have certainty. They have yaqeen pertaining the hereafter. They are those who are upon and exalted upon and elevated upon guidance from their nurturing Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they alone are the successful. وَأَخْبَرَ عَنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ يَقِينَ. Ibn Qayyim, he says, likewise Allah, Tabarak wa ta'ala, he has informed us pertaining the people who will land in the hellfire, that they were not people who had certainty. And that is the reason why they entered the hellfire. قَالَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. He said, exalted be he the Most High. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنًّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. And when it is said to them, to the disbelievers, that without a doubt Allah's promise is true and a reality, and there is no doubt pertaining the final hour, the hour of judgment. قُلْتُمْ, you said in response, مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ. We don't know what the hour is. We don't know anything about the hereafter. إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنًّا. We only have our speculations. They say that is only something that you can speculate about and not be certain about. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. And we do not have any certainty or conviction about that. Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَالْيَقِينُ رُوحُ أَعْمَالَ الْقُلُوبِ. And so certainty is a driving force and the soul that gives life to the actions of the heart. التي هي أرواح أعمال الجوارح. And the actions of the heart, like loving Allah and relying upon Allah and being patient with the decree and the religion of Allah, تبارك وتعالى, and these sorts of things, they are the driving force of the actions that are done by the limbs of people and the bodies of people. وَهُوَ حَقِيقَةُ صِدِّيقِيَّةً. And certainty is the reality of a siddiqiyah, of being from the siddiqeen, those who are upon the highest level of genuineness and truthfulness in their religion. وَهُوَ قُطْبُ هَذَا الشَّأْنِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ مَدَارُهُ. And the entirety of getting nearness to Allah and endearing oneself to Allah revolves around this concept of al-yaqeen. Al-Shaykh al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about the difference between having knowledge of the religion and having certainty about this religion. He said, العلم نافع ما كان مأخوذ عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The beneficial knowledge is that which is derived from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah. واليقين أخص من العلم أمرين. And there are two things that make certainty more special than knowledge itself, that makes certainty more special and specific than knowledge in and of itself. أَحَدُهُمَا. The first, أَنَّهُ, is that certainty is العلم الراسخ القوي الذي ليس أرضة للريب والشك والموانع. It is the type of knowledge that is firmly planted in the heart of a person, and that is strong and powerful in the mind and heart of a person, and is not susceptible or prone or vulnerable to suspicion or doubt or anything preventing it being accepted and incorporated and practiced by a person. وَيَكُونُ عِلْمُ يَقِينٍ إِذَا ثَبَتَ بِالْخَبَرِ. And this type of firmly rooted knowledge, it is called ilmu yaqeen. It is called the knowledge of certainty once it is based upon al-khabar, once it is authentic from the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person, they have the first stage of certainty, which is called ilmu yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty. Wa aynu yaqeen, and it is called aynu yaqeen, observable, witnessable certainty. إِذَا شَاهَدَتْهُ الْعَيْنُ وَالْبَصَرُ. Once the eye and the vision of a person observes the reality of it, meaning once they inculcate it in their lives and they see the fruits of it and the benefits of it, and once they see what comes as a result of people opposing the truth of al-wayl wa-thubur wa-shaqa, of woe and doom and ruin and destruction in this world and the next, then they will have what is called witnessable certainty, that they witness with their physical eye. As a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when Musa alayhi as-salatu wa salam sami'a bi sun'i qawmihi ay bi ibadatihim al-ijl, that when he heard what his people did, meaning when he heard that they had worshipped the golden calf, then he descended from the mountain. He descended from the meeting with Allah to see what had happened. When he saw wa idha ra'ahu, but when he saw them worshipping the calf, alqal alwah, he threw the tablets down and broke them. He threw the tablets down and broke them. He deemed his people to be unworthy of the blessing that had come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, having seen them just having been rescued from destruction in Egypt, from Fir'aun, who had committed genocide on generations of his people, having turned entirely to idolatry and sorcery, right after having come from the shores of the sea, having seen Fir'aun drown, or having seen Fir'aun drown, when he saw that, he destroyed the tablets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Laysa al-khabaru kal-mu'ayana." The hearing about something is not like seeing it. Hearing about something is not like seeing it. You can know about the hellfire, but seeing is an entirely different thing. You can see the hellfire, but entering it will be an entirely other thing. May Allah protect us all. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He informed us of this reality in Surah Al-Takathur, that there are these three levels of certainty. And people will see the reality of the affair after knowing the reality of the affair. And the third level, after seeing it, is haqqul yaqeen, the reality, the physical reality of certainty, the experience of it, where a person is filling it with their senses, where they could taste and smell and feel the reality of what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised with a reward in this world and the next, and threatened with a punishment in this world and the next. As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَحَقُّ يَقِينَ إِذَا ذَاقَهُ الْعَبْدُ وَتَحَقَّقَ بِهِ. That the reality of certainty, that the reality of certainty, the actuality of certainty, is where a person can actually taste and experience it as a reality that is surrounding them. And so, the first type, or the first matter that sets apart knowledge from certainty, is that certainty is something that is firmly planted in a person's heart on these different levels, where he experience, where he receives the information through his ears or reading it with his eyes, and then when he witnesses the reality of it himself with his eyes, and he sees the reality of what Allah has promised and Allah has threatened, and the third is where he experiences it according to what he goes through in his life, will be how much he reaches of this certainty that will protect him from doubt and confusion and suspicion about what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has revealed. وَالْأَمْرُ ثَانِي. And the second matter that makes certainty more special than knowledge itself, أَنَ الْيَقِينَ
هو العلم الذي يحمل صاحبه على تؤمنينة بخبر الله وتؤمنينة بذكر الله والصبر على المكاره والقوة في أمر الله والشجاعة القولية والفعلية والاستحلاء للطاعات وأن يهون على العبد في ذات الله المشقات وتحمل الكريهات. He says that the second thing is that certainty is the degree of knowledge that causes a person's heart to find peace and contentment with everything that Allah has informed us of. As was stated by Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that those who came before him in the first generation of Islam, from the elder companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the elder tabi'een, that they used to have more vision with their hearts pertaining what Allah has revealed than you have vision with your eyes pertaining your dunya. They had more vision with their hearts pertaining the hereafter, and knowing that the hereafter is reality, than you have vision with your eyes pertaining the world that surrounds you. This is the type of certainty that a person finds peace and satisfaction and calmness in their heart, knowing that the promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is true. And they find calmness at the remembrance of Allah. What brings peace to their heart is learning their religion. And happiness of their heart is glorifying and praising and worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it drives a person to be patient with adversity and to be strong pertaining carrying out and energetic pertaining carrying out Allah's religion. وَالشَّجَاعَةِ الْقَوْلِيَّةِ وَالْفِعْلِيَّةِ. And it causes a person, this level of certainty causes a person to be brave and courageous and bold in his statements and bold in his actions. وَالِسْتِحْلَالِ الطَّاعَاتِ. And his certainty causes obedience to Allah to be sweet to him. وَأَنْ يَهُونَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ الْمَشَقَّاتِ. And that any type of hardship that he encounters in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala becomes easy for him because of his certainty. فَهَذِهِ الْآثَارُ الْجَمِيلَةِ. These beautiful effects of certainty, الَّتِي هِيَ عَلَى وَأَهْلَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that are sweeter and loftier than anything else in existence, مِنْ آثَارُ الْيَقِينِ. They are the results and the fruits of having certainty. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله وحده، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Reported by البيهقي رحمة الله عليه in his book الزهد الكبير. From a great scholar and zahid and ascetic, a person who was known for his piety and his righteousness in the third generation of Islam, whose name is As-Surri ibn al-Mughallis al-Saqati, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that As-Surri said, تَدْرُونَ مَا الْيَقِينَ. Do you know what certainty means? Do you know what the definition of certainty is? هُوَ سُكُونُ الْقَلْبِ عِنَ الْعَمَلِ بِمَا صَدَّقَ بِهِ الْقَلْبِ. It is that while a person is implementing their religion, and while they are acting in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the heart feels calmness, and the heart finds tranquility because of that which they believe pertaining what Allah has revealed, because of their tasdeeq, because of their affirmation of what Allah having revealed as being the truth, that they find calmness in their heart while they are doing what they do. فَالْقَلْبُ مُطْمَئِنٌ لَيْسَ فِيهِ تَخْوِيفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. So while they are practicing their religion, their heart stays calm at all times. The shaitan cannot terrify them or frighten them or threaten them. وَلَا يُؤَثِّرُ فِيهِ تَخَوُفٌ. And no sort of fear of poverty or anything else, no sort of fear has any effect upon their heart. فَالْقَلْبُ سَاكِنُ الْآمِنُ. Certainty means that the heart is calm and the heart feels safe. لَيْسَ يَخَافُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلًا وَلَا كَثِيرًا. It doesn't fear anything from this world, large or small, much or little. It isn't afraid of having a scarcity of wealth or an abundance of wealth. If a person has little, they are not afraid of poverty. If they have a great deal of wealth, they are not afraid that it will cause them to deviate in their religion or forget about their religion. فَإِذَا هَمَّ الْقَلْبُ بِبَابٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ لَمْ يَخْتُرْ بِقَلْبِهِ قَاطِعٌ يَمْنَعُهُ. So when the heart has a desire and an ambition to engage in any avenue of good, there is nothing that happens in the heart of a person that will obstruct him or prevent him from carrying out what he wants to do. وَلَا يُضْعِفُهُ عَمَّا نَوَى مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. Or that will weaken his resolve to do that good. سَكَنَ قَلْبُ الْمُوقِنِ وَرَسَخَ فِيهِ حَتَّى صَارَ كَأَنَّهُ تُبِعَ عَلَيْهِ وَجُبِلَ عَلَيْهِ جَبْلًا. The heart of the person who has certainty is calm, and certainty is deeply planted in his heart to the point that it is like this is how he was born. He was born with certainty, and he has always been upon certainty. It will become second nature for him. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ إِلَى نَفْعٍ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا يَكُنُّ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. It is that you have no doubt of the fact that no good will reach you except by way of Allah, تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى, and that nothing happens except by the will of Allah, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. وَعَلَمْ, and know with certainty, أَنَ الْخَلْقُ لَا يَمْلِكُنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That the creation have no control over their own situations. And the only power that they have over their situation is by way of Allah and the help of Allah. تبارك وتعالى لِيَسْكُنَ قَلْبَ الْمُوقِنِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ دُونَ خَلْقِهِ. Know that, so that if you have certainty, your heart finds peace with Allah تبارك وتعالى and no one else. That your heart is at peace because of Allah تبارك وتعالى and nothing else. There is nothing else that you are dependent upon. فَلَا يَرْجُوا غَيْرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُ غَيْرَهُ. So you do not invest your hope or fear in anything but Allah. تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. وَزَالَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ جَمِيعُ الْخَلْقِ مِنْ أَنْ يَرْجُوا مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا أَوْ يَخَافُ. And the importance of the rest of the creation is removed from his heart. The importance of the creation is removed from his heart. So he doesn't invest his hope or his fear in anyone that Allah has created. وَيَتَّكِلَ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ عَلَى مَالِهِ. He is not dependent upon them or upon their wealth. أَوْ عَلَى بَدَنِهِ, or upon their physical support. أَوْ عَلَى إِحْتِيَالِهِ, or upon their plotting and planning to help him and so on and so forth. But rather his reliance is upon Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى because of his certainty. فَلَمَّا عَرَفَ ذَلِكَ عَزَّ وَقَوِيَا. Once he understands the reality of that, the entirety of the affair is with Allah, and so his love, his hope, and his fear, and his reliance must be connected and attached to Allah. تبارك وتعالى عز وقوي واستغنى بالله في كل شيء دون ما سواه. Then he will find himself dignified and mighty and strong, and he will be sufficed with Allah, تبارك وتعالى, and in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone to the exception of everything else. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in closing, he informed us of the reality of the person who dies upon certainty and how this should be the goal of a person. فَعَنْ أَبِي حُرَيْرَةَ عَنَ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was reported by Ibn Majah al-Qazwini from Abu Hurairah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ يَصِيرُ إِلَى الْقَبْرِ فَيَجْلِسُ الرَّجُلُ صَالِحُ فِي قَبْرِهِ غَيْرَ فَزِعٍ وَلَا مَشْعُوفٍ. That the person who is deceased will reach his grave. He will arrive in his grave. The righteous man, he will sit upright in his grave without being in a state of fear or terror. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ. And then it will be said to him, meaning by the angels, فِيمَا كُنْتْ. What was your condition? فِيمَا كُنْتْ. What was your condition? What was your situation while you were alive? فَيَقُولُ كُنْتُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. He will say that my condition is that I was in Islam. كُنْتُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, that I was in Islam. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. And it will be said to him, Who is this man? فيقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. He is Muhammad, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. جاءنا بالبينات من عند الله فصدقناه. He came to us with clear evidences and proofs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we believed in him. فيقال له هل رأيت الله. So it will be said to him, have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? فَيَقُولُ مَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَهَدٍ أَنْ يَرَى اللَّهِ يَعْنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا. And he will say that it is not befitting for anyone to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning before the hereafter, and before seeing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. فَيُفْرَجُ لَهُ فُرْجَةً قِبَلَ النَّارِ. And so an opening will be made for him in his grave in the direction of the hellfire. فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا يُحَطِّمُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. And he will see the hellfire, and its parts will be devouring each other. He will see the hellfire consuming itself and destroying itself. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ أُنظُرْ إِلَى مَا وَقَاكَ اللَّهُ. And it will be said to him, look at what Allah saved you and shielded you from. Look at what Allah saved you from and shielded you from. ثُمَّ يُفْرَجُ لَهُ قِبَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then an opening will be made for him to see the paradise. فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَى زَهْرَتِهَا. And he will see the beauty and the lusciousness of the paradise and the flourishing vegetation of the paradise. وَمَا فِيهَا. And the blisses that it contains therein. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ هَذَا مَقْعَدُكَ. And it will be said to him, this is your destination. هَذَا مَقْعَدُكَ. This is your abode where you will reside forever. وَيُقَالُ لَهُ عَلَى الْيَقِينِ كُنْتَ وَعَلَيْهِ مِتَّ وَعَلَيْهِ تُبْعَثُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And then it will be said to him that you lived your life upon yaqeen, upon certainty. وَعَلَيْهِ مِتَّ. And you died upon certainty. وَعَلَيْهِ تُبْعَثُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And you will be resurrected upon certainty, having certainty about what will become of you. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala an yaj'alana, to make us from the mustayqineen, from those who have certainty and certitude and conviction about the reality of what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. O Allah, give us a knowledge-based portion of fear of you that interferes between us and disobeying you. وَمِنَ الطَّاعَةِ مَنْ يُبَلِغُنَا جَنَّتَكَ. And a portion and a degree of obedience to you that allows us to reach your paradise. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَنْ يُهَوِّنُ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. O Allah, give us a portion of yaqeen, of certainty, that makes the hardships and adversities of this world easier for us to bear. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.